Welcome to Real Estate and You. We got a good one, folks. I got Pat Strong, the amazing Pat Strong, and we're going to talk to you about some good real estate stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Pat, how are you doing?
I am just so excited. Did you notice I wore my red, white, and blue? I'm getting ready for Memorial Day.
It's exciting, exciting, exciting.
It is. It's coming up, isn't it? It's going to be fun, fun, fun.
And we just got back from Washington, D.C.
Wow. Did y'all have fun there?
Well, it was, traveling's going to be a kind of not that much fun, but we learned a lot. We got some new stuff, you know, heard about what's going on and kind of things in the big capital. So, you know, it's always a learning experience.
It always is to go up there and be with all those other great agents and brokers and have some fun and go to the trade show. Y'all saw a lot of great things.
A lot of good stuff going on there.
Good.
So it's good news. But kind of, and what's passing, you know, some things in our stuff that's going on. I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. One thing, as of the 15th of this month, you know, we have some new forms that just came out. I thought we might want to talk a little bit about that.
Good. I think that's a great thing because I want our listeners to know that that is going to be a huge challenge now, I think, in the market. Because right now, and Scott, you and Claire both could talk to that, is we have such a hot inventory, a shortage of inventory. So people are making offers like crazy. Would you agree with that?
Well, while we were gone, in fact, you know, Todd was just talking this morning. He's got a client he's working with. He said they made 5 offers on different houses and didn't get a single one.
Yeah.
And all of them were full price or over full price.
Right.
In fact, one of the new forms out is of dealing with appraisals.
Right.
And then let's talk a little bit about that one.
Okay. I think probably the broker lawyer committee, you know, at our real estate commission, who really help us out as realtors. And we talked about the difference between a realtor and a licensee and the fact that we keep up with all of that knowledge and have all these forms to use to protect the clients. And I think the lender appraisal addendum that just came out is mandatory as of May the 15th, something both our sellers and our buyers and prospective buyers and sellers need to know about. So that if you're a seller, when somebody comes out on a listing appointment, hopefully they're going to address the fact and show them what the market is doing, what's sold, et cetera. And then the seller can make a really great decision about what they want to price their house. My greatest fear is, just like you said, we have all these offers coming in. People are putting them, I hate to use the word, a bidding war, but that's what we're getting into. And then there's no protection for the buyers unless they've used that, or the seller. And now we go down the road, and then 3 weeks later, we find out it didn't appraise. So then the sellers have that challenge, buyers have that challenge. So that form is going to help with that. Do you agree with that?
I do, but Pat, let's talk outside the boxes for a little bit.
Okay.
And let's do a little role playing. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be the listing broker and you be the buyer broker. Can we do that?
Okay.
I have a really good listing. And let's say we'll have to role play. And when I say really good listing, I just listed a really hot property. And I'm real cocky now because I've got a really good property. And I just listed it the first day. And I've got 4 or 5 offers coming in. I'm confident. And they're all over full price.
Wow.
So I'm confident. And I'm telling my seller, I said, Mr. Seller, we've got a great property. It's going to sell. It's going to sell good. So now not only am I going to ask you for that, your letter from our great lender, our local great lender, I want, and I've got your form, and you've checked, you want this to appraise. I'm going to say, no, I don't want that checked appraised. You're going to pay over appraisal. If it doesn't appraise, we don't care anymore. I want that checked, and I want you to bring me not only that you have a loan, that you can get a loan, I want you to check that if it doesn't appraise, you have proof of funds that you can pay over appraisal.
Wow, you are mean.
I'm cocky, aren't I? See how things have changed?
They have changed because it's a seller's market.
It's a different deal.
And I think that's a great point because if I'm representing the buyer client,
yes,
I'm going to show them sold competitive properties. And we're going to have that discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, you know, we know there are other offers in. So here are your choices.
Yeah.
You're pre-approved. The key thing is when we do this form, this lender appraisal form to protect you, what do you want to be protected? It's your choice as the buyer client, but I'm going to give you some thoughts. And that would be, are you willing to pay only what it appraises for, and then we go back to the drawing board to negotiate? Or are you willing to pay more than if an appraisal came in? If so, do we have proof of funds? And how high would you be willing to go? Yeah. And if they're willing to go higher, then we would check that box.
Now, do you know why I'm loving this? As realtors, we get to really earn our fee, don't we?
We work for it,
yes. And as the buyer and the seller, you need to hire a really good realtor, don't you?
Absolutely.
We're not just sticking a sign in the yard and hoping it sells. We're getting to go out there, use our knowledge and our experience and what we've done to help and make our pay our way by using our knowledge and our experience to do the best for our clients.
Right.
Because I'm going to make my seller a lot more money by doing just what I just did, is saying, hey, watch what I'm fixing to do for you. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to represent you to the best of my ability, and I'm going to make you a lot more money by doing this, this, and this. Now, I need to know what I'm doing, and I need to do that, because if we don't have a hot listing, my cocky attitude just went way, 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 way down. I may not say, no, we're not going to check, care which one they check. We're going to maybe say, we're not going to do that at all. Yes. We may say, it has to appraise, or we may not do that.
Yeah, and you know the history of why that form actually came about and was made mandatory? And it was because of lawsuits, because of things not, there was no protection or no way to negotiate. And now there is with that new addendum. So I think our buyers and sellers both need to really be aware of that and be excited that there is some protection on both sides to decide what they want to do.
Well, and for years, Pat, as you taught us, and I'll be honest, I too did it wrong because I wanted, there was the only way I needed to protect my clients. Was we put in on FHA, it wasn't a problem because just couldn't get the loan. We're talking conventional loans, folks, and this was when our people would put 20% down, and they put 20% down to avoid paying another insurance, which was no protection to them, MIP, PMI, and they didn't want to pay that, so they put the 20% down.
Right.
Well, then it didn't appraise. Well, the bank didn't care. I said, we're still going to give you the loan. We're just going to charge you insurance, which was not what we wanted. So I put in special revisions. A lot of people did. And Pat would say, no, that's wrong. And it was. But it avoided that problem. Is we put, if it doesn't appraise, we don't have to buy the house, blah, blah, blah. And it was wrong. But we did it. And it was wrong. But we did it, didn't we? A lot
and
of realtors
way,
we did it.
That's why that addendum came
and
about.
That's exactly what happened.
Because we were doing things that we were not supposed to do. You know, but again, to protect our clients. So now we don't have to. So we have that addendum.
But they did it. And when it first came in, I said, Pat, why did they do it? This is... And they were smarter than I guess I was, because I thought, why did they just make it simple? They actually did it to strategize. And it really makes us be better agents, because it is a strategy on how we do it.
Absolutely.
And depending on how the market is, you know, or how our property is.
Right.
You know, if you have a property that's been in, and unfortunately we have some, Claire has one we've been trying like heck to get rid of, we probably wouldn't be that cocky on this house.
No.
We may take the third box that says, if it doesn't appraise, we'll renegotiate or we'll do something different.
Yeah, and that's a joy in having a good realtor and having them being able to run competitive properties to look at the sold so that a buyer or seller can make great decisions. Because without that, it would be really, really tough for them to make that decision. So I hope that that's going to solve a lot of complaints and lawsuits, because that's why it came about. As you said, it perfectly, FHA and VA, it's always been protected in the body of the third-party financing addendum, but not for conventional if you put more than 20% down. So I think if everybody would just know that if you're putting more than 20% down conventional, your realtor needs to address that with you.